Gabriela Mistral, A Poet's Life in Photos, by Alma Florada and F. Isabel Campoy. From an early age, Gabriela loved to read. Her sister taught her songs and poetry. They lived in Chile in a little house at the foot of the mountains. Gabriela liked to play outside. She loved the trees, the birds, and the plants around her house. Gabriela Mistral became a teacher. She taught in schools in small towns in the mountains. She also taught in Santiago, the capital of Chile. Gabriela Mistral was invited to Mexico to help make its schools and libraries better. While she was there, she wrote children's books. Her books used beautiful language to tell stories and legends from around the world. Gabriela Mistral was proud of her heritage. Some of her ancestors were Spanish. Others were Native Americans who had lived in Chile for a long time. She felt that she was a part of two worlds. Gabriela Mistral believed that all the countries of North America and South America should respect, protect, and help one another. In a speech to the leaders of many nations, she presented her dream for peace between all countries. Her speech made people want to work for peace. Gabriela Mistral went to Sweden to receive the Nobel Prize in Literature. She is the only Latin American woman writer who has received this prize. Gabriela Mistral loved children. Many of her poems, such as this one, were written for and about them. Rivers are children holding hands, playing at running to the sea, tugging. Waves are children holding hands, playing at greeting the world, hugging and hugging.